nil.
Well earned win. You'll be very pleased.
Very pleased. Yeah, they're a good side. You know, they're a good Championship side, and it was a good game. I thought, you know, they made it a good game as well. But I thought we were the better side, if I'm honest. And I think the game was won or lost in midfield. I think we bossed that area. You know, I thought Murphy, Cook, and Mowat were absolutely outstanding. And we did the bits that where they caused us a problem, we did them well. You know, we blocked them off in wide areas, we stopped balls coming in the box, and when they did come in the box, we got bodies in the way. So, you know, really pleased with it.
Yeah, really pleased. Two great goals. I mean, obviously, Alex Moore, we've seen what he can do from free kicks, but you left Billy Sharp in, and that's how he repays you.
That's the way to do it. You know, Billy, you know, he's you know, I tell you what, Billy Sharp, he's alive. You know what you're going to get, he's alive, he lives his life, and he's alive, and he took his goal superbly well tonight, and I thought he played ever so well again. You know, he's playing well at this moment in time, and he's getting his body in, and he holds it up, and he puts people under pressure, and you give him a sniff of a chance, and he puts it back at net. And you know, we need a goal scorer, like anybody else. You know, and he's determined it's going to be him.
You've said consistently throughout your time that if players play well and do your job, they'll keep the shirt. Is that what it was tonight? Did you ever think about changing it?
He's got to play. I mean, he played well on Saturday against Watford. You know, that wasn't the problem. The problem was stopping him going in the other end. That was the problem. But, you know, Bill is coming and he's done it right. And, you know, I said before, I mean, everybody thought we were a bit of an hoo-ha when he came off and kicked the water bottles over and all that. But you know what? He wants to play. You know, and all right, it's a little bit petulant, but so what? Who cares? You know, you can take that. And he's done it again tonight. He's played with his heart on his sleeve, and he's got himself a good goal.
You played Alex Moore in a bit more of an advanced position tonight. Yeah. He had a really good game, didn't he?
I thought he was outstanding, Mowat. But I thought we bossed it in there, and we got him on the ball a lot, you know, particularly first half, just in behind there midfield, and it caused him a real problem. And he's got good craft, Alex. You know, he's got great feet. He's really growing to this. And, you know, his goal was out the top draw.
Yeah, it was. He didn't give the keeper no chance. He's getting a bit of a specialist now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah. There's a fight for the free kicks in training. You know, they all want a second. We've got one or two, that's not bad. But, you know, if he keeps taking them like that, he's got to be on them all.
Reshuffle at the back. Obviously pushed Charlie Taylor at midfield, put Liam Cooper at full-back. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, just obviously they get their full-backs forward. You know, Chambers, he comes in the back stick when Mings is crossing from the left, and vice versa, Mings comes in the back stick. They're both 6'3" plus, and if you don't deal with that physical threat at the back stick, then you come unstuck. A lot of sides have come unstuck this season by it, but I thought we were really thorough and dogged in them areas, and we looked strong. It's not his natural position, Coops, but I thought he played well. You know, he did his job, and that's what it's all about.
Is that what it is now? You've obviously got a small score, we've spoken about that, but the lads, wherever you pick them, they're doing a job for you, aren't they?
Well, they are, but the good thing is we've got players that can play one or two positions, like Charlie. I thought Charlie Taylor were a different class today. You know, I mean, it's not his natural position playing on left, but he's an attacking fullback, you know, so when he gets forward, he's comfortable. And I thought just playing him one a little bit further on, it worked for us because he got us up the pitch. You know, he showed good touches on the ball, and you know, and he played well.
A word for your goalie. It's not, people sometimes say it's not about making a mistake, it's how you respond to making a mistake. He'll have been disappointed with a goal, but he saves the penalty.
Well, he did, and it was a fantastic save for the penalty. You know, it was a match-winning save. And but to be fair, Marco Silvestri, I can think back, he's won us lots of games this season. You know, I'm thinking back now to Middlesbrough only recently, where he must have made a dozen saves where he's won us the game, kept us a clean sheet. And you know, if the problem is, if you're a goalkeeper, you make a mistake, it's a goal. You know, but listen, he's young. He's an outstanding talent as a young keeper, and he's made a couple of good saves as well after that. You know what I mean? So he's all right, mate. He's doing all right.
And after, you know, back-to-back defeats, you must be pleased. The effort, everyone that's come tonight sees that effort, they see the commitment, they see a good bit of skill as well.
Yeah, definitely. And we played with a bit of passion, like we always do. And we got up, and we got after him, we got right up the pitch, and you know, we made it a real game. And I thought we played the better football. You know, the fact that we're scrapping and we're playing with a tempo, but the football still looks like us. It's still got our DNA running through it. We get it down and we play when we can. And like I said, I thought them, the three in particular in midfield, I thought they were absolutely outstanding tonight.
Yeah, just finally a word on Luke Murphy. We keep going on about it. It's one or the other, isn't it? But he was everywhere for you tonight, wasn't he?
He epitomised, you know, this performance. He covered every blade of grass. He got his foot in, he got his body in the way, and then when he got on the ball, he played. And he's got a great range to his passing, you know, and he's got good vision. And the number of times he set people free with little passes, you know, and he's really playing well at this moment in time.
All looking good for Saturday. Has everyone pulled through tonight?
Yeah, Sharpie got a bit of a whack, and it was bothering him at the end. That's the reason why he came off. But I'm hoping he's going to be all right. I mean, it's only a kick. It's not a strain or a pull. So I think he'll be fine.